murder. Now look, there.
A blood stain.
More than just a blood stain, Doctor. I take it you have your magnifying glass with you, Mr. Holmes?
Mm.
Take a look at that.
Very well.
You are aware that no two thumb marks are alike.
I have heard something of the kind. Mm.
Doctor, would you?
If I must.
Now, would you please compare that mark with this print of Macfarlane's right thumb? And that, I think, is final.
Yes, you're quite right, Lestrade. It is final.
Well, who would have thought it? Such a nice young man to look at. Well, it's a lesson to us not to trust our own judgment, isn't it, Lestrade?
Yes, some of us are a little too much inclined to be cocksure, Mr. Holmes.
What a providential thing that he should press his right thumb against the wall as he took his hat from the peg. Such a very natural action, too. Who made this remarkable discovery?
It was the housekeeper. She drew the night constable's attention to it.
So where was this constable stationed?
In the study, to see that nothing was touched.
But why didn't you find this mark yesterday?
We had no particular reason to look just there.
No, of course not. I suppose there's no doubt that the mark was there yesterday.
Holmes?
Well, perhaps you believe that Macfarlane escaped from jail in the dead of night and came back here purely to strengthen the evidence against himself. But I'm a practical man, Mr. Holmes. If you've any more theories to propound, you'll find me in the sitting room, writing up my report.
Oh, this is a very sad development, Watson. Don't you agree?
Oh, my dear fellow, forgive me.
The fact is that there's only one really serious flaw in Lestrade's vital new evidence.
Hmm?
Yeah. Come along. Let's take a little stroll in the sunshine.
What an invigorating day.
Oh, what a most interesting house, don't you agree?
Yes,
a fascinating sample of our noble architectural heritage.
Holmes, I wish you'd tell me what all this is about.
Soon, my dear fellow, soon. Come on!
Holmes, you've examined this wretched house from the basement to the attic.
An astute piece of observation, Doctor.
Now look, I know perfectly well that something's happened, and that you've seen something or thought of something that I've missed, and I don't mind. In fact, I'm delighted, because I thought it was all up with our client, but would you please tell me what is going on?
There are unique features about this case, Watson. I believe it's time that we took friend Lestrade
into our confidence.
What do you mean, our confidence?
Ah, Lestrade, my dear fellow.
Mr. Holmes?
You're writing your report.
As I said.
Well, don't you think it may be a little premature? I can't help thinking your evidence is incomplete.
What do you mean?
Well, only that there's one important witness you haven't seen yet.
Can you produce this witness?
I think I can.
Then do so.
I'll do my best. Yes. How many men do you have here?
There are three within call.
Three, excellent. And are they all large, able-bodied men with powerful voices?
I've no doubt they are. Though I fail to see what their voices have to do with anything.
Well, perhaps I can help you to see that, and one or two other things as well.
Do you want me to call them?
If you'd be so kind. Oh, I also need two bundles of straw and a bucket of water. Now, gentlemen, your tasks. Constable Davis, the straw over there, if you please, safely away from the wall.
Yes, sir.
Now, Watson, stand ready for the matches. Constable Robbins, be so good as to open that window, slightly less than halfway.
Yes, sir.
Hold it, Robbins.
Inspector?
I don't know if you're playing a game with us, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, but if you know anything, why can't you just say it without all this tomfoolery?
I assure you, Lestrade, that I have an excellent reason for everything I do. You had your moment when the sun was on your side of the hedge, so you mustn't grudge me a little pomp and ceremony now.
Get on with it, Robbins.
Sir, admirably done. Now, Watson, I give you my word. The final act is about to begin.
Uh-huh.
A light to the straw.
Very well.
Yes. And now, might I ask you all to join me?
Fire!
Come along, gentlemen.
Fire!
Thank you. I'll trouble you once again. One, two, three.
Fire!
Just one more. Now, louder, all together. One, two, three.
Fire!
What's that?
devil!
Good Lord!